Scott McKay is away this week. Instead, we're joined by the intrepid news director for Rhode Island Public Radio, Elizabeth Harrison. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Mayor Avedishian, we're headed into election season in Rhode Island, so I wonder who you're supporting for governor. Are you supporting Cranston Mayor Alan Fung?
Well, Alan and I have been friends for a long, long time. I have not publicly announced support for anyone yet.
Would it be reasonable to expect that you will support Mayor Fung for governor?
I think that's reasonable. I obviously want to see if anyone else enters the race. We got another candidate this week as well. So who knows who else might be out there.
And I wonder what kind of letter grade you would give to Democratic Governor Gina Raimondo for her performance as governor.
I think the governor has taken on many issues that needed to be addressed. And for accessibility and the fact that whenever I've called her, it's been a very, very short period of time before she calls me back. I would tell you she's been very accessible and I would give her very high marks.
As we near the one-year anniversary mark for the Trump administration, I wonder what impact you expect to see in local elections from the Trump administration.
Well, I think the inertia that has occurred, and I mean that from a political standpoint, on we've not moved forward with any process to nominate a federal judge, a federal marshal, Farm Bureau, some important U.S. attorney, some important positions. I think they've not paid attention to the local politics at all. And I expect that there will be at least some fallout from not having a real presence here in Rhode Island on politically on anything.
Do you consider President Trump more of a success or a failure at this point in his administration?
I wouldn't say either. What I would say is that it seems to me that it's almost like if something's not going in their direction, we bring up a different issue that gets everybody off of what we were talking about. And so recently someone referred to him as a weapon of mass distraction. And I think there's a lot of truth to that and a lot of real heft to that, that when things aren't going right, we either talk about people who are kneeling down during the national anthem or we get off on some other topic so that we don't have to deal with what's happening today.
Before we go back to Elizabeth, I wonder, did you vote for President Trump in 2016?
I told everyone that I would not, and so I wrote someone in.
Mayor Avedishian, as we wait to find out what Rhode Island's lawmakers decide to do about the PASOX and whether to back a public subsidy for a new stadium, I wonder what you think of how this process has rolled out and whether you have concerns about what it might mean for municipalities such as Warwick in the future in terms of trying to get these big deals done.
Well, I think you have to separate PASOX from other deals that might be coming along. One, I think the PASOX are part of the fabric of Rhode Island, so everybody understands who they are and what they are. And people have very, very severe, deeply held feelings for the PASOX. I think we need to separate 38 Studios out of this discussion because we think we're really gun-shy on any discussions because we're afraid that might happen again. You have to have some kind of economic development moving forward. So process-wise, most communities probably wouldn't be looking for state approval of their own bond issue. And so I think for most communities, you're going to continue to see them move forward with different projects like a PASOX stadium elsewhere. However, because of the implications that it has for the city of Pawtucket that really desperately needs to have a big win here, and the fact that it is deeply ingrained in the psyche of Rhode Islanders, it becomes a much more global and statewide issue.
I'd like to ask you a question about the car tax. House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello says he's committed to phasing out the car tax, and no one likes paying it, but completely eliminating the car tax will cost the state upwards of $220 million each year. So do you think that makes sense to pursue this phase out, particularly at a time when the state faces continued deficits?
$225 million is a lot of money, and there's a lot of things you could do with $225 million. I'm not suggesting that anyone likes to pay the car tax, but until we see a reasonable alternative for that kind of money into the economy, I think we're stuck with it.
I'd like to ask, if I may, about school building and funding for school building repairs. Many people are expecting Governor Raimondo to propose some significant bonding for school repairs, and I'm wondering what that would mean for Warwick. What are your biggest needs?
Well, our school committee has identified about $85 million worth of renovations that we need to do in order to bring our buildings up to code. We've taken a whole bunch of schools offline. So we've done our consolidation already. We've looked at what our projections are. We've looked at student population. I think they've done the things that they needed to do to get to where we should be. Now it's time to invest money back. Now, out of that $85 million, if there's a $45 million state share of that, then you're talking $40 million amortized over the 30 years of a bond. It's something that the city of Warwick can move forward with.
As the mayor of one of Rhode Island's largest cities, what kind of issues would you like to see the General Assembly tackle this year? What is at the top of the agenda for municipalities?
Just coming out of the resolution of a teacher contract, I would like to see legislation that would require both sides to have to meet and have to negotiate, and that there be penalties assessed to both sides if they fail to reach agreements by certain dates. That way you're not looking at a 2 and 3 year process. We basically had 2 collective bargaining agreements that were just ratified by both the school committee and the teachers union, one for 2 years to cover the 2 years which we didn't have a contract, and one prospectively for 3 years. 2 years without a contract is way too long to have that kind of dissension and rancor in any system. And I think if there were penalties for both sides for either not negotiating or not reaching agreement, that you might see people come along a lot quicker and get to the real issues that are out there.
There's been some criticism of the Republican tax plan and the way that it takes away deductions for property tax payments above a certain cap. And some economists say this could have a negative impact on school funding because many cities and towns fund their schools through property taxes.
Sure.
I'm wondering if you anticipate any impact from that.
We tried to do an analysis of how many property tax bills are over the $10,000 that will be allowed to be deducted. So we won't see a huge number of people who are being affected. But it's certainly going to have a negative effect to people who might look at a luxury home as a summer house in Warwick and want to be there for a couple months out of the year. That is going to be a real detriment to sales. And so I think we're going to see it in a different way. We're not going to see people who can't deduct, because the majority of people in the city will be able to deduct their local property tax. But I see a potential for where in certain neighborhoods, we have seen an influx of people who are there seasonally deciding that that's not something that they're going to do in the future.
There's been a lot of good news coming out of the airport, TF Green in Warwick, with many new airlines making flights out of there. But I wonder, in light of the hangover from 38 Studios, do you think there would be the public appetite now to expand the airport in the way that former Governor Sondland did if that was being done now?
No, I think that the 38 Studios has been a real cloud that has come over everything. And if you were looking for that kind of money right now to expand an airport when you didn't have any of those airlines on the hook already, I'm not sure that it would have gotten passed. You probably wouldn't have gotten the Kushner approval by the General Assembly to move forward on those bonds.
If I had a nickel for every time someone said the long shadow of 38 Studios.
Right. You know, part of it is there still has been no report, no formalized document to say, at least with RISDIC, there was a report. And you could say whether the STIT report was right, wrong, or indifferent. You felt like there was closure. It's still out there, and you know it still rears its ugly head in virtually every discussion.
We're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Rhode Island Public Radio News Director Elizabeth Harrison.
Thanks for having me.
And the Mayor of Warwick, Scott Avedishan.
Thanks, Ian.